This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are, as one hopes you know, a business program, and as such, we're occasionally required to be as cold-blooded as the businesses we cover. Occasions like right now. Flu season is upon us, and by all accounts, it's shaping up to be a doozy, which means all those people who've been waiting to roll up their sleeves and get a flu shot are probably going to get one now. And it also means the drugstore business is probably going to get the vaccine payoff that it has been waiting for. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports.
Today, one in five adults gets their flu shot from a pharmacy. That's why drugstore chains are trying to make it as easy as possible to get a vaccine.
We have about 1,700 24-hour stores.
Jim Cohn's a spokesman for Walgreens, the nation's largest pharmacy chain. He says just 3 years ago, half of all the chain's pharmacists weren't even trained to administer the vaccines.
We're now at a point where virtually all of our 27,000 pharmacists can provide flu shots and a broad range of immunizations.
But Matthew Kofina, an analyst with Morningstar, says all those pharmacists giving all those shots doesn't boost the bottom line as much as you'd think.
Even though it's administering over 5 million vaccines, it's probably a couple hundred million dollars versus total revenue for Walgreens of $74 billion or so.
Kofina says the real value for these retailers is that it's a foot in the door to becoming so much more than some sleepy pill counter.
You know, maybe somebody comes in for a flu shot initially, but then they also find out that their kid can get a sports physical, and perhaps down the road, Walgreens and CVS will use their clinics to become more involved in disease management.
Drexel Public Health Policy Professor Robert Field says he's been watching drugstores become a more significant player in healthcare, and he thinks it's going to help everyone keep costs down.
First, it's going to improve access to the system. Secondly, it's going to help because you're going to have lower cost providers offering basic services that you don't really need a physician for.
And if you need toothpaste, it's just an aisle away. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.